Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Get it going here. That's what I say. Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our program is the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hey, listen, where does that bumper music come from?
It comes from our big bumper music machine. Mike Gary got all that for us.
I think it's generic.
I think it's just generic.
It's just generic.
Yeah. Just generic here that we have for you here. Welcome to the show.
It's got a snappy little.
It's snappy. It kind of gets you in the mood, right?
No, it does. It does. I want to get on a train and go somewhere.
It's traveling music.
It is.
Hey, Sammy, yeah. A little traveling music, you know?
I found my look at that. Mr. Guy. This is a very.
Look at
this
that.
Thing is look from that. 1979, 1980, I
that's
believe.
That's an old one. Yeah. What have you hung on that over the years?
A lot of dreams.
That's a good one. If I had a rim shot, I'd play it right now.
By the way, where is our special effects?
They're in the special effects machine, which is not operating.
It's kind of like off. It's off a little bit now.
It is. We're okay. We're broadcasting here on so many platforms: Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, Periscope, Roku is up and running again. Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com, Sports Byline Radio Network across the country, the CRN Radio Network across the country. We're on Sirius XM Channel 217.
Wow.
XM Channel 203, or online on Sirius XM on Channel 967. Everything is pulsing. You can almost feel it.
I do feel it.
You feel that?
I feel something over here. I don't know what it is.
Check under your chair. I think our hamster escaped.
I've already done all that stuff before I come into the room.
Okay.
I have it swept. I have my people come in and they sweep the room.
That's good. Okay. We got a full show for you. We got baseball news. We got Olympic news. We got... we got football news. We even have some basketball news.
We have some Olympic news, too.
Yeah, we got Olympic news. Yeah,
we're going to. And baseball. We have baseball.
Have you signed up this year for the shot put again?
Because I know. Yes, I have.
It's good.
Yeah, yeah.
You almost won a.
I hope to make it. This year I have different tactics. I'm going to drink a lot.
Is that all? I don't think you will.
Yeah.
We'll have that story straight ahead. Stay with us. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And tell us the story that you were telling me during the break about that hanger. Is like, it's like a custom hanger from an exclusive haberdashery. Where were you shopping?
This is from a shop, Mr.
Hold
Guy.
Hold it up a little bit more on that camera. There you go.
Hey, hold on just a second.
Yeah.
This is from Mr. Guy's shop.
Mr. Guy.
Mr. GUI is a silver tag up there.
Yep.
And
quite long, quite wide.
It's extra wide for my extra wideness, my shoulders.
It's nice.
And I would, you know how you can never find hangers that fit your clothes. You know, I have suit clothes, suits and sport coats and stuff that I have that I need to have. I don't want the shoulders to slump off the side of a wrought iron.
You want them nice and tight. And
yeah,
right?
I have to have uniformity. So when they, they'll ruin your clothes if you don't have a good hanger. So he would, Mr. Guy, would go on his buying sprees into Europe, Italy and Spain and all these places, and he would buy things for his store.
So his store was here in Southern California?
It was on Brighton and I think it was on Beverly.
Brighton and Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
And it would be Mr. Guy's store.
Right on the corner.
Was his name Mr. Guy?
Yep.
Okay,
so he would go to Italy? He would go to Italy. He'd go to Spain. He'd go to different parts of Western Europe, Germany sometimes, but pretty much those two countries. And he would buy for his store. He'd buy for other people, other clients, and he would go through a list of stuff. And I would give him my list of what I'd like. I'd like a Zanella slacks. I like.
Hold on. What is Zanella slacks?
That's the type of Zanella wool that they use.
Fabric.
Real fine.
So each, Zanella fabric.
Yeah.
Wood on your slacks. What else?
Yeah. And then I would buy some cashmere pullover sweaters and different types, short sleeve, long sleeve, those types of things. But he would make a list of all this stuff for me.
What kind of shirts did you get?
I'd have them made. He didn't
make them. You said they were three button shirts. You're talking about?
Well, those were the polo type.
The polo type shirt. Gotcha.
You wear when you're playing polo.
Yeah, we got polo on here.
So anyway, by the time he gets back and I come over to the store and I say, hey, how do they go over there? He says, well, I think I got some things you might like, and everything he bought for me fit without adjustment.
And
I
really?
I'm a very odd size. You know, I have real wide shoulders, very narrow waist. I've got some things there that confound a haberdasher, to say the least.
Okay.
So he dialed me in, and believe me, I never forget it. He was a great guy, and I think he retired. But
Stuff.
And the reason I have it is I wore a coat for our one man.
The one man special.
The one man special we had here. And I brought this and I left it here. And
I should have grabbed it when I saw it sitting there in the men's room.
Yeah, you should have.
But
yeah.
It's all right. I will return it to you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We're fair about that here.
I'm sure you would have sat on it.
It looks like it could hold some weight there. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you're just the one to give it that test.
I'll give it that test and see. Bring it over here during
but
the next
anyway,
break.
All the clothes that he got for me were terrific, and they worked great. And this is one of the reminders of what
it's always been a class.
What a great experience it
where
was.
Where do you shop now? Where do you buy your T-shirts that you're sporting for us today? Because that's a very special T-shirt that you have there. What does it say on the front there?
I don't think you can see it.
No, we. Oh, let's see. We really can't. What does it say? Some kind of. What is it?
I don't know. What's it say?
Some kind of hits.
Hold on. What's it say?
A whole little higher. A little prep. Profits. That's what it is.
Yeah,
profits.
Motorcycle.
It's a nice belly button, by the way, when you held that up.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll pass it along to the fans.
Motorcycle clothes.
Yeah.
And so that's what I wear now. I wear T-shirts and
use the same hanger
and,
for
and jeans.
Use the same hanger for those T-shirts?
Well, sometimes just if I'm going out to dinner.
You got a special T-shirt?
I wear this inside. Wait a minute. Inside the T-shirt.
That's a nice thing.
So I'm kind of like up here with it.
Yeah, and it keeps that nice form that you've got there. So that's good. And on television here, and you know, people came into the studio audience here for the radio show, they would see that because of your neck, you got a nice neck, it hides that hook in the back and just keeps a nice look to it.
Yeah, and it's
beautiful.
Stylish is probably the main reason I wear it.
Okay, good. So you can maybe dress up with that, throw that sport coat on, because coming up in September this year now, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for baseball, the class of 2020, which includes Derek Jeter, Marvin Miller, Ted Simmons, and Larry Walker, going to wait a little bit longer. They were going to have that induction ceremony. It had been scheduled for July 25th in Cooperstown, New York, like they do it, and instead they're going to move it to Wednesday, September 8th. It'll take place outdoors in front of limited crowds because of coronavirus restrictions. This is in September 8th. And they say, quoting now, on behalf of the board of directors and our staff, we're thrilled to be able to welcome our Hall of Famers, the living legends and fans, back to Cooperstown to celebrate the induction of the class of 2020.
Uh-huh.
Masks going to be available, you think, for that, Fred?
I think they're going to have diapers, masks. They're going to have what do they call them? The depends for men.
Come on.
Yeah.
Going to have all that available for
you. It's all going to be available because you're being potty trained by the government and you don't even know it.
That's it. Now, the New York Yankees, Gerrit Cole, you know, that's one of their great pitchers. And so there's a lot of big crackdowns going on these days in baseball, especially pitchers they feel are using some friendly foreign substances. And so the ace there of the New York Yankees, Gerrit Cole, struggled to give an answer. He was on ESPN, I guess, this Tuesday, and he was asked, they asked him, hey, Garrett, do you ever use a particular sticky paste called spider tack while on the mound? And the answer, quoting now Gerrit Cole, says, I don't know. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest. He had a video conference with reporters before the Yankees had this series with Minnesota. He then paused again before continuing. He said, There are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players. And I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard. This is important to a lot of people who love the game, including the players in this room, including fans, including teams. So if Major League Baseball wants to legislate some more stuff, that's a conversation that we can have, because ultimately we should be pulling the same direction on this. Sounds like he's at a Biden press conference there with a circle back.
He wants to circle back.
Yeah. Just double talked himself.
That's all you have to do today.
So it was a yes or no
in
answer.
Athletics, because nobody knows anything. What you have to do is just mention to people, you know something? I'm really ignorant on this subject, and there's some things I want to hide. I haven't figured out how to answer
good.
It yet.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to circle back on that.
That's it, because that's
and
what
that's
he's
what
doing.
You do. That's
it
what
was
you
a
do.
Yes he's, or no question.
He's in the process of circling back. That's all this is.
Now, the pitchers now, the umpires are going pretty quick. There's a plan that they advanced here in Major League Baseball. Your friend Rob Manfred put this together, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And the pitchers are going to be checked repeatedly.
Rob.
He's the guy that moved the All-Star game from Atlanta. And,
yeah.
And the whole
lot
tribute
of, lot
to
of
Hank
wisdom,
Aaron.
A lot of wisdom in Rob.
To Colorado. So, the umpires will be checking for foreign substances. With every starting pitcher, they can check at least two times per start. They're going to check them. And they can walk off the field. They could check you then after your outing. One management source said there'll be 8 to 10 random foreign substance checks per game.
Oh, boy, they're going to crack down.
As they try to speed the game up.
They're really going to get to the bottom of it.
And we'll have a little bit more when we come up, because this is the thing that's really affecting Major League Baseball.
This is, no, in a good way. This is, gives people more of an opportunity to laugh openly. At the leadership.
At the leadership of...
That's what you want. You want to guffaw as hard and as long as you can.
All right, we're going to take a little break, come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer is here. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter.
That was a tough day. That Sunday was a tough day.
Something else I'm telling you. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So here's the deal.
Yep.
Garrett Cole on the Yankees, you know, he was on ESPN. They asked him whether he ever used spider tack, which is kind of a mix, I guess, of is it the rosin that they put in there? They mix some stuff in there with it?
Yeah, they don't know what it is. They just decided to call it.
So, you know, he couldn't really answer the question. He goes, I don't. I don't know. I don't quite know it. I answer
couldn't
that.
Answer the question.
Is there customs and practices that have been passed down from older players, younger players?
He should
players,
run for office.
From the last generation of players to this generation of players, and I think there's some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard. It's important to a lot of people
yes.
who love the game, including players in this room, including mm-hmm. fans, including mm-hmm. teams. Mm-hmm. So if Major League wants to regulate some more stuff, that's a conversation we can have, because ultimately we should all be pulling in the same direction. Yes, but Garrett, have you ever used spider tack while pitching? Well, I don't know. I don't really quite know, because there's a lot of players in the room. So he couldn't give an answer.
Wait, say that again. Say it again, please.
I don't know. I don't quite know how to answer that because there's a lot of customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players. And I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard. This is important to a lot of people who love the game, including the players in this room, including
yes.
fans, including teams. So if Major League Baseball wants to legislate some more stuff, that's
uh-huh.
a conversation
uh-huh. oh, yeah.
that we can have
yeah.
because ultimately we should all be pulling in the same direction on this.
Yes, yes. That's beautifully articulated.
But
that's
Garrett,
what they do. They articulate the beautifulness of this really regimenting rules and regulations.
So if I was there, I'd say, but Garrett, there are a lot of people in this room, and a lot of people want to know, and we should all be pulling together the same team, and I don't know whether you quite do or not, but here's the question. Have you ever used spider tack while pitching?
Pretty straightforward, but go ahead now.
And he would answer, I don't know. So he fumfered around, was circling back, Jen Psaki in motion there on the mound over there. And she's
yep.
got a couple of good sliders and a curveball herself that she throws at the press.
Yep,
so
she sure does.
There's a plan that this, you know, the umpires are going to check them at least two times per start. They're going to maybe do 10 random foreign
eight,
substance
eight to 10
checks
random.
Per game, right?
Wow.
8 to 10.
Wow.
There's some sticky stuff. And the Twins third baseman, Josh Donaldson, who was playing there with the Yankees, wondered aloud whether Garrett Cole, whose pitches in his last start weren't rotating as much, was suddenly trying to hide usage of grip aids. They're
wow.
usually a mix here of rosin and sunscreen. That's what spider tack is.
Oh.
Rosin and sunscreen. And
that's man-made. You don't go to a hobby shop and
no.
buy this.
I mean, Garrett could have said, look, I use sunscreen to protect my pitching hand.
My fingers.
And he could have gotten
away
with that answer.
I don't want to get sunburnt fingers.
So he sidestepped the accusation last Tuesday. He said his spin rate drop-off was due to mechanical flaws.
Yep.
Quoting him, he says, I attribute it to not being as good as sharp as I wanted to be. It's as simple as that. He said,
yeah.
I'm not just quite bringing out my best delivery. Of course, it's something that we monitor. Of course, there are other variables that we monitor, as well as when we're evaluating our performance for every game. You try to take as much information as you can as a player, and certainly that's one of them. We're trying to get better this week and put in the work, and as prepared as I possibly can be for my next start, that's what I will go and do. So he's kind of fluffered his way through all the answers there.
You know, here's
didn't they
here's,
pay a lot of money for Garrett Cole? Wasn't
yeah,
he on Houston?
Yeah,
was he the Houston
yeah,
guy?
$350 million.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. If
yeah.
I was a general manager, head of a program, and I was going after a pitcher like this, you know the first thing I would do?
What?
I would meet him at a neutral site.
And
I would start grilling him as if he were guilty of smuggling drugs across the border. I would hammer this guy into oblivion. So I'm not going to hire anybody or pay anybody an exorbitant amount of money if they can't defend themselves. If I get into this conversation with them and it's revealed to me, the general manager of the Yankees, that this guy has been using stuff to alter and doctor the ball and get the spin rate under control, I would say, okay, that's one thing. How are you going to explain that to the press when they come after you? When you start dominating the sport.
Exactly.
What are you going to do? Tell me right now. Defend your reasoning for using this substance. Go ahead. And if he can do it and convince me, I'm a tough sell. If he can convince me, he's going to get my money. So when this subject comes up right now, when this paper right here, this junk right here.
It's good to use the hands, by the way.
Yes. And once they realize that this guy is bulletproof,
yeah,
then you win. Then you can cheat all you want.
Well, four minor league pitchers have been suspended this season by Major League Baseball, being caught using banned foreign substances to doctor baseballs. And there's evidence of a stronger crackdown on the feeder system, the minor leagues, than in the big leagues. Come on. So that's the deal.
Of course. Well, look, you do know that there's a couple of things going on here. Number one, it's the actual use. Is he using this drug, this apparatus to help him and his mechanics? Is he using it? That's number one. Number two, which is even more important, is how is he lying about it? What's the defense? How is he manipulating the questioning and the attack by the mainstream media? That's what I want to know. That tells me if he's a crack, well-trained pitcher or not.
There you have it. And Nikki is there saying, well said. And we've got some of the fans in the stands here shouting at you. Bernard says, hello, Mike and Fred from Ottawa. Fred,
hi,
ever
Mike.
Since the NFL Players Union has discouraged membership from attending in-person OTAs, what's your philosophy about this? Shouldn't players make an effort to attend, especially when you have a new quarterback on the team? What do you think?
Well, I think you should do what your contract says to do. And if you don't, you have to suffer the consequences. I think the one thing you're looking at now is you're looking at Green Bay quarterback. What's his name? Brett Favre.
Aaron Rodgers.
The other one.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
So Aaron Rodgers now is decided not to show up for the OTAs, whatever they call them.
Yeah.
Is that what they are? OTAs?
OTAs, yeah. He's not the training camps that they have when they put this together.
Yeah, so he feels as though that – here's the interesting thing about that subject matter is nobody can explain to you what it is Rodgers' complaint is.
Well, yeah, they try, but they don't. Here's the deal.
Nobody's asking.
He's skipping the Packers' mandatory minicamp. All indications are that for now he's dead set on moving from Green Bay on to somewhere else. But one of his former teammates says that Aaron has played everything, his game in green and gold for so long. And so it's the longtime wide receiver James Jones said he's spoken with Rodgers. He's sure that Rodgers is willing to return to the Packers.
He doesn't know anything.
Ultimately believes he will show up for training camp this summer. He said, I talked to Aaron.
Yeah.
I talked to him all the time, and he's told me that it's not about the GM. It's not about new money.
Uh-huh.
So when I hear everybody on here say it's about getting the GM fired and these things, it's not about that.
Uh-huh.
That's why I truly believe that he's fixable. He's willing to go in there and make sure they can get this thing right and get it fixable and go out there and put the best football team on the field and try to compete for a championship.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he thinks is about.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But I have never met Aaron Rodgers, and I know to this day, to this reading right now, I know as much about this situation as that guy does.
I agree with that guy.
Here's what should happen.
Yes.
So, if the press is interested in Aaron Rodgers, then this guy, what's the guy's name?
James Jones.
Okay, James Jones. He's a good friend, a receiver for the Packers, knows him very well, talks to him all the time, and still cannot tell you anything.
Well, he's a former receiver for the Packers, but he still can't say anything.
He's not saying anything because he doesn't know. He does not know. He says, I think it's still there's a chance that he could fix this. It's fixable.
It's speculation.
What is fixable? Now, the other thing else is that, you know, any organization, from my experience as an observer, because I'm not a quarterback, thank God, you know, they get the hell beat out of them.
Yes, they
by
do.
By guys like me and,
exactly.
And what have you. So what is interesting here is what is interesting? I forgot what I was going to say.
We're talking about Jimmy Jones knowing about the quarterback Aaron Rodgers that he's going to.
Yeah. But what's of interest is that not only do we not know what he's holding out for,
right?
We don't know at all what the if it's money or whatever it is, but. The one thing that I want to know is from Aaron or from the general manager is this. Do you share moves with Aaron Rodgers?
What do you mean by that?
Does he request you to sit down and meet with him?
I got you.
And talk about the team, the direction, about what is Aaron's opinion about the type of player they need? Has he seen something over the course of the season or two that they're weak at that they should go into the draft and get? Is there a friendly sharing of ideology by the organization and Aaron Rodgers? What's clear to me, and I don't know anybody, what's clear is there isn't any communication along those lines.
Exactly.
And that in and of itself is stupid. If that's what you're dealing with, Aaron has to seriously step back and say, I think I've been here 16 years and they still don't talk to me about anything. They don't have to agree with me, but there's nothing here for me to talk about.
I think it's his new girlfriend. But that's just my speculation. I know as much about Jimmy Jones as I know about anything. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge.
Your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses. And they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Canon designs and manufactures our high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's KAENONCAST15, Canon. Clearly better.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bowers Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, all right?
Just one sec. Bowers Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And now today's cleaning tip from Tubbatowel's Heavy Duty Cleaning Wipes. Most people are disinfecting more frequently these days, but did you know there's a difference between disinfecting and cleaning? Cleaning is the first step before disinfecting and is needed on a regular basis to remove germs, dirt, and dust from surfaces. Plus, keeping a clean surface helps minimize the growth of future germs. And now a word from Tubbatowel's.
Tub! Oh, towel! Tub! Oh, towel!
At Tubba Towels, we started with the toughest messes and quickly realized Tubba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes can clean just about anything, like stubborn brake dust, spilled paint, even permanent marker. There's literally thousands of uses. Proudly made in the USA with over 30,000 five-star reviews. Find Tubba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes at your local auto parts store, the Home Depot, Lowe's, and more. Look for the big yellow tub.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Going to get back to our topic here a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. But
first,
let's get a couple of hellos here from some of the people that are out there. Bernard says, hello, Mike and Fred from Ottawa. And we mentioned that. We got Kathy, hello, Wednesday from Lawndale. Cindy says, hi, Mike and Fred from Melbourne, Australia.
Down under. I think that's down under.
She's happy. Last day of full lockdown in Australia today.
Oh,
that's good.
Well, surprise, surprise. There's going to be another one coming along.
Hello to Nikki. Let's see, glad to hear the lockdown will be over for you in Melbourne, Australia. Yeah. Beverly says, hi, Fred and Mike. Always enjoying this beautiful show. Even if I'm not writing anything, I'm always listening, and that's the way we like it.
Well, very good. I enjoy listening. I would listen to this show.
I would, too.
If I were anybody out there listening to this show.
Exactly.
Hey, now listen, thank you guys for your emails, and thank you for contacting us. We sure greatly appreciate it. Aaron Rodgers.
Getting back to him.
Aaron Rodgers. It is my belief that there isn't any communication over these last 16 years that has grown into some kind of an understanding by the organization that Aaron is our quarterback, two-time MVP.
He is.
He's our quarterback. He's our quarterback way back when, presently. He's our quarterback going into the future. Now that we're further along into the future, he's proven himself with two MVP awards and a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
And so the question now comes, why is he unhappy? Okay, he doesn't want the guy fired, doesn't want the GM fired, who's an adult. He doesn't want anybody to upset anybody. He thinks that the love, the guy they drafted from Utah State, is a nice guy, if it's up to him to proffer an opinion, he can't play, and he can't play now, and it looks like he may not be able to play in the near future. So that's one thing. But what's interesting to me is that the Packers have not formulated this type of relationship with Aaron Rodgers, the one guy in the franchise that they should have a relationship with.
Who?
This should not.
Aaron, right?
Yes. This should not preclude the fact that, you got to have a quarterback there who can come to the sideline and say, I don't want this guy in the game. I want to put that guy in the game. I want to use this. I don't want a handoff. I don't want to kick a field goal. I want to go for it. I want to do all the things that quarterbacks of this magnitude, you're not going to get anybody better. Any team, any of the 29 other teams would say, we'll take him as our starting quarterback. And all of them would reap the benefits. Now enters what? You said it at the break. Girlfriend.
Look at me, Fred. Just take a look at me right now in the shot of you. Come on, spend. There you go. It's the girlfriend. Yes.
Okay. So what do you think? There's love talk? They're in Hawaii.
Well, yeah.
They're in Hawaii. Where do you think they are?
I don't know, but it's a new woman and his wife. I think he broke up, but he's divorced or whatever. And he's got a new girlfriend, and that usually changes the guy's head.
He wasn't married. He was never married.
Okay, so he's got a new girlfriend, and she's just maybe, you know, maybe he wants to go ahead and make bigger dollars somewhere else.
I don't think he's sitting on trying to push down the girlfriend influence. I think he decided, you know what? I just want to have a good time right now. I want my girlfriend to go with me to Hawaii.
Yes.
And I want to have a damn good time.
Yep.
And I don't want to deal with these people.
Right.
And I'm going to come. I will probably evolve out of this trip with my girlfriend, who I love and I want to be around.
Right.
I'll probably evolve out of this trip with her into a positive atmosphere that I will be in charge of.
So this would be a good thing then for him.
This would be an excellent thing.
Okay, all right.
This
is not, I'll buy that.
He's not over there sulking.
Oh, I don't think he's sulking. Aaron Rodgers.
I think the guy is just said, you know what? I'm getting ready for another season of brutality. I'm in my 16th year, and I'm getting hammered. And what I'm going to do here now, I'm going to be with my girlfriend and laugh it up and have a good time. And I'm going to have a little bit of fun watching people try to figure out the obvious. What is the obvious?
Well, he wants a winner.
He wants to be able to tell the coach and the ownership or the GM,
yes,
look, I should have input on this team that you appreciate. I should have input on this team that you agree to. I'm not going to come up with some harebrained idea like having Beluga, the left tackle, play wide receiver.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you that. But what I want to do is make sure that all of us are on the same page. I would want to play for an organization, and this is what he's saying, I would want to play for an organization that sees the relationship of their quarterback, their star, two-time MVP, Super Bowl champ. I want this team to honor a relationship that I think I've earned and deserved.
Okay.
That after 16 years, he hasn't even come close to this relationship is the point I'm trying to make. That right there is good enough for me if he says, you know something, I think I'm happy with myself. I'm happy with my teammates. I like them. And you don't have to fire anybody. That's okay. But guess what? I'm out. I'll see you.
All right. And may I compliment you? You know, Fred and I went out to lunch here this week with a very well-respected voiceover artist who told us during the lunch, he said, Fred, you know, first off, you have a lot in common with Wayne Allen Root, who's a talk show host in Las Vegas. And Wayne Allen Root went out with the best, was with Donald Trump. And at the end of the interview, Wayne Allen Root says, Mr. President, here's what I think you should do.
Yes.
Can I give you some advice? And Donald Trump, his former president, said, sure, I'll
you
listen.
Bet.
He said, you should ride the wave of the Republican election in Congress in 2022. And you should run for a congressional seat, win, take over Nancy Pelosi's job as Speaker of the House, and then investigate Biden and investigate Hunter Biden and give thorns in the side to Chuck Schumer and all that. And the president, former President Trump, just stood there and went, I hadn't thought of that. That's kind of an interesting thing. So then we're having lunch last week, and you would go out with influencers all over, and you went out with the fine influencer, Dick Heatherton, who reads the Columbus commercials. And we were having quite a good lunch until he said, Fred, can I give you a little advice? And you were nice enough to say, sure. And he told you to use...
What am I going
to
say?
He told you to use your hands when you speak. And you've done a fine job on this show of using your hands while you're talking here on the program.
See?
Just want to let you know
that you
are a genius, Fred.
I got it all working for me here. But what I didn't do, I didn't insult the audience by bringing my hands up here.
Well, you could have if I
gave
this shot. Go ahead, bring it up.
By the way, I think when it comes to this type of stuff, I can talk to Dick Heatherton until we reach the moon.
Nice use of the fist by twisting your fingers right now. That's a good kind of a sensitive side of Fred.
You know what it is?
What is it?
It's the metaphor.
What is it?
Acting out of opening up the vault.
That's what this is? Opening up, twiddling
it's
your fingers?
Opening up the vault of ideas.
Two to the left, five to the
opening
right.
Opening up. If I could get a hold of Aaron Rodgers right now, I would show him this podcast. Is this a podcast? What are we doing?
We're doing a show.
Is this
and
voyeurism
a podcast.
Or what is it? So I would work the knobs like this and show Aaron. And he would yell to his girlfriend, honey bun, come in here. We'll look at what Fred Dreyer's doing. I think he's opening up the vault. Trying to reach me and tell me something. And of course I'm not. And so what you have is Dick Heatherton giving me some sturdy advice.
That's good advice.
And I take it, Dick. Thank you so much.
We love Dick. Dick is a great guy.
I take it and we run with it.
Brother of Joey Heatherton, who is married to Lance Renzel of the Rams.
That's very true.
All right, so Lois is, since we're talking Wisconsin, the Packers, Lois is saying, hi from Wisconsin. Do you like reporting sports more than acting? What do you prefer?
Is this a question for you?
Hi.
It's for me.
Yeah, do you like reporting sports more than acting?
Do I like reporting?
Yeah, do you like this kind of show, reporting on sports here and talking
about
it?
Well, it's a form of doing both. And if I have a good part, I would rather act.
There you go. Okay, and thank you. There goes my job. Tracy says, what do you enjoy better, playing football or acting? This is actually a question from my brother, Troy. So you're answering Troy's question through Tracy.
Ask me this again.
Okay, which do you enjoy better, playing football or acting?
Well, I enjoyed both, but I didn't want to do them at the same time.
Yes. Okay. So Rochelle says, not really a sports question. You were great as Hunter. I miss your show.
Thank you.
Sylvia says, what do you think about, here's one, Tim Tebow and Trevor Lawrence together on the same team?
Are they rooming together?
I don't. I have no idea.
Well, it's a legitimate question.
It is a legitimate
question. Well, you know, sometimes coaches put players together in their room grouping because they want them to have an influence on one another, always be around. And so if you have an idea in the middle of the night, you can scream it out.
Okay, that's good. Linda says, do you and Dee Dee McCall still stay in contact? You all had the best chemistry. I loved you two. You were great partners. Hashtag Hunter.
Well, I sense that I'm going to see her soon. And when I do,
bring her on the show.
Okay. Bring her on the show, and then we can sing a duet.
I would go. I would pay money for that. Danetta said.
You would?
Yes, I'd actually open up the old saddlebag.
Oh, man.
Danetta says, Fred, you still look like $1 million. I once read you used to dive for abalone.
All green and wrinkled.
Yeah, you look good. And she said, she read once we used to dive for abalone.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yes.
Well, how do you dive? How far deep?
Give us the story.
Where do you go? Where there's rocks? What?
Well, I don't put the knife in my mouth. That's the one thing I don't do. See, that's a big misnomer. That's what they call grandstanding in the abalone business.
So none of the knife in the mouth bit, huh?
Yeah, that's too Mike Nelson stuff.
Yeah, old Mike Nelson.
Did you like him? I love that show. I loved him.
Then it happened. The knife fell out of my mouth, and I had to swim down to 13 fathoms.
We were off the Catalina shores when suddenly a large blimp occurred underwater, and I
stingray.
Stingray.
And I liked it when they used to have to buddy breathe, when one guy would lose his tank and then they had to go back and forth and buddy breathe as they went up to the surface.
And clearly they were in the swimming pool.
Look it up there.
This was not in the ocean.
Look it up. Watch some old Sea Hunt with Lloyd
Bridges
as Mike Nelson.
He's good.
And he was great. And he would say at the end, he'd get in his boat and he'd say, you know, skin diving is fun, but you have to be safe. See you next week. And then he'd take off in the boat at the end.
Remember, leave your fishing net on the boat, not in the ocean.
Good. Yeah. Very good stuff.
Yeah. What's that sound?
I missed that show. That means we're going to a break right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Our band is playing.
Are we coming back to to the girlfriend at all? What are we coming
back? Well, Danetta still wants to know why you stay in such good form. So when you come back, maybe you can answer that question, because I know you have a special diet that you follow, and you're
always,
very healthful.
Always.
And you always
I'm going to write about my diet one of these days.
You need to. It's no kidding. It's excellent.
All right.
We'll take a little break. Come back with more of the Sports Lounge coming to you from CRN Sports Byline, Sirius XM. Thanks for joining us.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
In the lounge, Christina says hello from Toledo, Ohio. That's a good one.
Toledo, that's north, isn't it? Or is it Midwest?
Kathy wants to know what kind of water you're drinking.
I'm Essentia.
Nikki is asking you, she's looking forward to your singing. And Danetta sent you a fan mail, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. How do you stay in such good form? What's your secret?
I honestly, it's a combination of genetics, a lot of water. I drink half my body weight, 220. That's 110 ounces of water a day.
Half your body weight in water. That's the rule.
Half your body weight. That's the rule. If you're not doing that, you're cheating yourself. And then I eat a real good balanced meal. When I say balanced, I have a lot of salmon, green vegetables, a lot of broccoli, a lot of kale, a lot of zucchini, and so I'm always thinking about how I can keep myself balanced, aid digestion, aid elimination, and keep everything running shipshape, and don't overeat. Don't be a pig. I drink a lot of alcohol, but that's the only thing.
Tito says, when did you know it was time to leave football?
When they knocked on my door and said, "You're fired."
That was it.
That was
it. And how difficult was it to transition to an acting career?
I ran the guy over in the doorway with my suitcase out to my van, and I was up in Hollywood
on stage
within 22 minutes.
Charla wants to know, would you ever do another Hunter episode?
Yeah, this is where Hunter ages right in front of everybody and solves a crime.
And do you ever keep one of the Dodges from Hunter to drive daily? Robert wants to know that. You've got a
Chrysler. I've got a Chrysler 300, but it's not what we used on the show.
Randy wants to know if Hunter will return and will you ever do another Hunter episode? That seems people want you back.
Well, the people want me back, but the networks they're all over the place.
By the way, if you want to join Fred when he goes to his favorite dining spot, the Ramp, which he's talking about, email us at crntalk.com and we'll send you out a coupon for a free drink, 10% off your meal. crntalk.com at crntalk.com. Final words from you, Fred Dreyer.
I love the ramp, so if you see me there, come on over and say hi.
See you next week.